Welcome back, Lobos, to Honest Tea with Shaq HP.
Hey, everyone.
Good morning.
How are you all feeling this morning?
Pretty good. I can kind of see a finish line in sight, somewhat. More of just like the holidays are my benchmark for being done with this semester.
Right. I wanted to put up my Christmas tree this weekend, and my husband didn't let me. He said I had to wait until the turkey got its natural born respect or something ridiculous like that.
Oh my goodness.
Oh my gosh. The snow was a highlight.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can't wait for that to be more often.
I'm very thankful for the snow, which is a great segue into what we're talking about today. November is National Gratitude Month. And Leah, you found the definition to what gratitude means for us, all right?
Yeah, I wanted to see like if the internet had different versions of gratitude, but the first thing that came up was the dictionary definition of gratitude. And it says it's the quality of being thankful and readiness to show appreciation for and to return kindness. So being thankful and being ready to show your appreciation and return that kindness.
Interesting.
Yeah. So I think it's trying to say like, yes, you're acknowledging that you're thankful and the things that you're thankful for, but then you're also ready to be thankful back and to show some gratitude in some way to that someone or to someone else.
That makes complete sense. I always have to feel like I need to define the definition sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
What does gratitude mean to you?
Chris thinks gratitude means, just kidding. but I think it just, when there's something that you're thankful for and somebody who's gone overboard to show you that you're cared for, you just like pretty much reciprocate that like generosity, I guess. Like, you know, just like taking your friends like coffee in the morning, or just sending your mom flowers. Like just showing that you're thankful that you have someone in your life.
No, definitely. I could see that. To reflect on what you both said, it's like having that appreciation for like what you receive in life. And we can all be grateful for even the most minuscule things, right? And then expressing that gratitude to others as well. I know how I practice gratitude, and it drives a lot of people in my family nuts, because while I'm more like optimistic than I am pessimistic, I always try to find like the silver lining in things. And so, I don't know. Something can occur. Let's just say like we're cooking and, you know, there's not enough salt in the recipe that we're making or whatever. And you taste it and you're like, ugh, it's bland. I'm like, well, I'm grateful we have extra seasonings that we can put on there. And they're like, really, Tiffany? I'm like, yeah, just put some extra seasoning on there. I like to show people my appreciation for them as well. So I don't always feel like, for Christmas, for instance, I don't buy my nieces and nephews presents. I don't buy my little cousins presents. Like, the way I'm going to show them that I care about them and that I love them is spending my time with them. And so I like to take them on like day adventures that they would only remember, you know. And like, to this day, I have a 10-year-old cousin who's like, remember when for my third birthday, you took me to that football game and we froze our butts off? Like, those are kind of things that I want people to remember. How do you guys practice your gratitude?
You go first, Chris.
Okay. Well, I kind of touched on it a little bit earlier. I love, it's a bad habit, but I spend money like a crazy person.
We need the Center for Financial Capabilities at the Dean of Students office.
Yes, please. Just kidding. No, I'm very frugal as well, but I love like buying like my friends like breakfast or If we're going out to eat, sometimes I'll be like, oh, I got it. Like, I'll cover the tab. And I, like, I don't know. Like, if I notice, like, one of my friends is having a bad day, I'll try my best to, like, make them feel better. And I'll, like, go and buy them their favorite things. And I don't know. Yeah, I just, and I'll text. I like to send, like, good morning texts or, like, little, like, if I haven't talked to someone for a while, I'll just reflect on what this person means to me, and I'll just send them like a short little paragraph saying exactly why I'm thankful for them, and like I hope they're doing well and stuff, because you never know what someone's going through during their day or their this period in their life. So I think it's always best to reach out to someone you haven't talked to in a while and just let them know that, like, hey, I'm still here and I hope you're doing well and stuff.
Awesome, Chris. I know Leah and I have had one too many bagels, because you would just like want to say thank you for being like being there for me yesterday, and we'd get bagels.
I do love a bagel.
Hey, Einstein smacks.
But I like how I'm with you. Texting people.
Yeah, that's what I was about to say. I'm with you, Chris. Like every time I think, like if I'm just doing whatever and I think of someone, I haven't talked to them in a long time, it's just nice to let them know, like, hey, I was thinking about you today. Like, I hope all is well. Like, I miss you. And then I feel like that goes a really long way. And I'm sorry, Chris, I threw you into the bus with you go first because I was trying to formulate my thoughts. My bad. But individually, I think for gratitude for me, like when I think about when I like want to express gratitude, it's honestly like when I'm like the most frustrated. I'm renovating a house with my dad right now, and it's when he's driving me absolutely nuts that I like have to take a step back and being like, I'm just grateful that we get to have this memory together.
Yeah, you know? Leah, I do that same thing. So like sometimes my dad will call me, and every time I talk to my dad, it's like, what are you doing? How was your day? So what's new? What are you doing? How was your day? And I'm like, Dad, I just had this conversation with you. But I have to stop and reflect and be like, you know, there's one day that I'm going to miss him not calling me.
Totally. Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I was like, well, maybe in like 5 years from now, I'm going to be living somewhere else. And like my dad's going to be, you know, he'd live in his dream, traveling the United States in an RV. And we're not going to be, we're not going to be able to, you know, like spend little dinner dates together, you know, like after we got done finishing a project in the house and I make us dinner. And like, we get to sit down and talk about like our progress with the house, you know, like the little things that a lot of people don't get to experience, like with their parents or, you know, loved ones, or it's just cool to make those memories. And so I like try to express gratitude, but saying it out loud. Like I was in a screaming mess with him a while ago. And I was like, you know what? I'm really glad we get to do this and I love you. And I walked away and he's just fuming. But
true.
Like calling up like my friends or like my, like I love talking on the phone. I don't like texting that much. Mm-hmm. But just like chatting with one of my good friends or like my girlfriends and I during quarantine when we were all locked down, we would Zoom each other.
Oh, cool.
And that was just super cool. And we would talk about old memories and like how we were grateful for meeting one another in college. And like, that was awesome. Yeah. Stuff like that.
I can definitely see that. And I feel like you and I have similar relationships with our fathers. We love them and we do anything for them. But sometimes it's like, okay, just got to have patience. But then I reflect and I'm like, you know what? That's how our parents probably thought about us when we were teenagers.
For real.
Just gotta have patience with these kids. But
these crazy ones.
Yeah. But thinking about like, okay, we express like how we express gratitude to others, but how do we do it for ourselves as well? And I feel like 2020 has made us all self-reflect more than ever before. Rob and I, and for those of you who don't know, Rob's my husband, we were sitting down outside and we were just talking and like just reflecting about where we were when we were like Chris's age, for instance. And I'm not saying I'm old, don't worry, Chris, but like where we were when we were 19, you know, and where we are now, and just being grateful for like, well, it sucked. And during those times, like I hated chemistry. I will always hate chemistry, but I'm so grateful that I have that experience with chemistry, because now I can share that with you guys, you know, or all the experiences, being grateful even for like wow, I'm so grateful that I have a job right now, because so many people do not have jobs right now. Or I'm grateful that I can go out and get my groceries, because there's a lot of people who have underlying conditions that can't go out to get groceries. Or just being for the everyday things, you know, like I'm grateful for all these white hairs in my head.
Oh my gosh.
Well, oh. Dude, I wish you guys could see my hair. But they're all, every strand is a lesson learned or a tribulation that I had to go through, or maybe just too much stressing. I don't know. How do you guys practice it for yourself, not just for others? And Leah, throwing you under the bus, you go first.
Oh, okay, that's fair. This is fair this time. I don't know. I think I was reading this, listening to this, I don't know if you remember, it was like a podcast or article or something, but it was like self-love. Oh, it was a talk show the other day, and it was talking about like self-love and gratitude for yourself. And yeah, like it's great to like go out and buy a pedicure, or like go get your like nails done or your hair done. That's amazing. But all of that like costs money. And I think that they were talking about how like society now in America with self-love and gratitude towards yourself is like spending money. And this guy wrote this book, and I'm sorry, I forgot what the book is called, but basically this best-selling author was telling everyone, like, no, like, self-love and gratitude for yourself is, like, getting up when your alarm rings the first time, and, like, brushing your teeth every night, and, you know, like, making sure you take time to just, like, take care of your body and eat 3 meals a day, or whatever, how many meals you need to eat, like, whatever your body needs, you're like giving it to yourself because you're self-deserving. And that kind of hit me. And then I was watching TikTok last night about how like the therapist was saying, just write down 30 things you love about yourself. And then when you're going back and you can't think of things that you love about yourself, read the list because you wrote it. And it's 30 things that like you absolutely love about yourself. And I thought that was really cool. So I think I might try that.
I agree. I think we should all try that. And to be quite honest with you, I don't know if I could think of 30 things.
That's what they were saying. They were like, if you can't think of 30 things, you have to finish the list. So it doesn't have to be physical, but it's just what you love about yourself.
Because I could write 30 things about you guys like instantly. But
yeah, I could too.
Right? Write 30 things about yourself. That's showing yourself gratitude for sure.
I'm like, borderline narcissism, I could do that easily. Just kidding.
I'm just kidding. I'm glad.
No, I'm totally just kidding. I could probably get to 10.
It's just crazy, like, how many times we compliment people throughout the day or, like, throughout the week. And then you're like, oh, like, it's kind of like an act of, I don't know, it's not selfish, but we, like, never, I never say, like, oh, like, sometimes I look really good today, even though I know I'm not. Mm-hmm. Loving yourself at all stages, I think, is like a lot of gratitude towards yourself. But I think it's easier said than done.
Oh, for sure. I can agree with that 100%. We're our worst critic, you know. Ourself is our most, what is it? Yourself is your worst critic or something like that. That saying?
Yeah. Chris, you are your own worst critic.
Ah, good job, Chris.
My brain, guys, it's, oh, I can't wait till the semester's over.
I totally feel that. And we're almost there. So I'm grateful for that.
There you go. That's what I was going to say. I'm grateful that we get to go to college and that we get to talk about how we're so over college.
No, exactly.
Do you do anything special, Chris?
I guess not necessarily. Recently, I started taking more care of myself. I don't know. I started like going to the gym a little bit more and eating better. And I decided to stop letting people control my emotions as much as I did beforehand. Not that like I'm a carpet and I like let people walk on me, but I have a bigger heart. So I tend to be more giving than I am receiving, I suppose. So I decided to start taking care of myself a little bit more before I take care of someone else.
That's a good point. Like, you have to make sure your cup is full before you can pour into someone else's cup. That's definitely...
Yeah.
That's a good point to make. And I feel like, I don't know, I always tend to hire students and my employees who have that reflection. And I'm glad that I do, because we are all such giving people and we don't take much, but that we're able to give to each other when we need it. Mm-hmm. And so it's like this nice, I don't want to say circle of life because it reminds me of the Lion King, but you guys get what I mean.
Yes, you remind me of that monkey. Just kidding.
There's a monkey in the Lion King. You're wrong.
No,
oh, yeah, the one that holds up Simba.
Yes. Crazy.
Yeah, it's like the wise, like the whole community is a monkey that like they look up to. He's like the wise one.
He has white hair too, though, guys. So I guess I will be the monkey, but I don't even know his name. Anyway.
No, but you're right, Tiff. Like all of us, like we. I think we all like think so much about everything else and everyone else that's going, like what's going on, that it takes all of us to remind each other. Like, I remember one day you stepped aside and you're like, Leah, you're not yourself. Like, take a day off. Like,
yeah,
use one of your like free days and go take a day off. Cause like you're not acting yourself. And I wasn't, and I didn't see it, but it was because like I was doing too much and I wasn't taking care of myself. But like, I don't see that. But it's like good to have people around you that do, if you're not good at self-reflecting and being like, I'm not okay. Like, I need to take a day or take an hour or like 20 minutes, you know?
That's a good point. No, that really is. And I like how open we can be with each other. And it's good to find that tribe that you can be open with and being like, you know what, Chris, you're being a snotty person. Go away. Or Leah, why are you in a bad mood? Or, you know, because if we can't be open and honest with each other, I feel like that's even showing someone gratitude, is like, hey, I see this in you. We're reflecting in it. Now let's see how we can make it better if we can. And sometimes we can't. I mean, the one thing though is that gratitude can help us in so many different ways. It unshackles us from those toxic emotions, you know, that negative feeling that we're always having. And like you just said, Leah, it can definitely, when someone cares that much and they're showing that gratitude towards you, it can help you reflect. And maybe even if you don't share it, gratitude can still help you. I think there was this statistic that only 23% of participants who wrote gratitude letters or notes or whatever actually sent them. So sometimes just writing it down or being like, ugh, why is Chris being so mean to me today? May make me feel better. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, like a diary or something like that. Like just getting out that emotion necessarily, but not showing it to everybody else.
Yeah.
I think, yeah, and I was thinking yesterday, like, I talked out loud to my sister. I was, like, reflecting on how 5 years ago I started college. And I was thinking, like, that's a long time. Like, 5 years, like, I've had a decent amount of time to get things done or, like, be the best version of myself. And then I was thinking, okay, this year, because yesterday was my birthday, I am going to, you know, take more time for myself. Wake up at a set schedule, journal every night, or as much as I can, go to the gym, like be like striving for the best version of myself. And I think that that is a form of self-gratitude as well, just like wanting to do better. And then also asking how you can help others. Like, even if we can't help, like you said, Tiff, like asking, is there anything I can do?
Yeah.
Like, if people really need the help, they'll give you something to do, you know?
No, for sure. And I feel like in this point in our lives, I mean, we're all living through history, guys. Like 2020, the election, the racial and social injustice, the pandemic, like everything that we're living through will be talked about in history books when our kids, if we have kids or our grandkids or nieces or nephews or whatever the case may be, are going to learn about in grade school, you know?
And I was texting my friend. Oh, sorry. You just reminded me of this. I was texting my friend yesterday and I was like, remember when we got like a World War II lesson? You know, like all the lessons in history were like a week long or like a day, you know, like they parcel out X amount of time for like a historical event. Yeah. I was like, they're going to need to teach a whole week on 2020. Like 2020 is going to take a whole friggin' week to teach on.
Dude, for real, if not the whole semester, it's just going to be like 2020, and that you're going to learn about everything. But yes, I forgot what I was saying. But there is a study that I was reading on, and it suggested that people who are more grateful and who can show themselves more gratitude are also more attentive on how they express gratitude and will express gratitude to others as well. So it just shows that, I know, I don't want to say spread kindness like confetti or anything like that, because I feel like you have to do a lot more than just be kind to people. Like, you actually have to be a genuinely good human. But if you can take care of yourself, then it'll allow you to help take care of others as well. So.
Oh, exactly. And, like, I don't know about you guys, but after, like, I do something nice for somebody, it really makes me feel a lot better. Like, I mean, that sounds kind of selfish, I guess, coming out of my mouth now that I said it. Sounded different in my head. But, like, doing something nice for somebody else makes me feel a lot better about myself. Yeah. So I guess.
Because you saw that other person happy, though.
Yeah. I love seeing people happy. Yeah. Like, I don't mean, like, it's like not putting me up on this pedestal or anything, but it just genuinely makes me happy to see other people happy. Yeah. And, like, I, especially now, like, it's winter, it's getting freaking cold out. I really think that if there are people that have the means to do so, that we should help out people who are less fortunate than us and be able to show them that they're not necessarily alone in these times, and just be able to bless others with what we've been blessed with.
No, that's a great point, Chris. I feel like we can talk about this all day long. We're just all in this mental space that I think we need to talk about it. And Lobos, we hope that this kind of helps you. I think we're already over our 20-minute mark, and we promised you that we'd stay 20 minutes. If you want to hear more about this, you want us to talk more about anything, please just DM us on Instagram, UNM_Shack, and just let us know what you want us to talk about, what you like listening to. If you want more feel-good stuff, we can try to bring you more feel-good stuff. But for now, we better get going. We don't want to not keep our promise. So once again, thank you all for listening. And Chris and Leah, thank you for being open and honest and showing me and everyone else the gratitude that you do. With that, this is your Honesty with Shack HP. Bye, Lobos.
Bye.
Talk to y'all later.